So here today, I have Eric Duffy, my brother. We are currently in Williamsburg, Virginia, and today we're actually going to be talking about our relationship and Eric's love slash obsession for online gaming over Xbox. Eric, how do you like being my brother? Does it suck? Do you hate me? I mean, do you love me?
Trust me, I love you.
Oh, you love me.
I love you.
Oh, really? How's that going? Is it like a platonic love, or do you like just is it?
No,
a weird
it's a,
love?
It's a
What's
good.
Going on
it's
here?
A good family love.
It's a good family love.
Obviously, we gave each other a lot of trouble as we were kids because that's just what kids do. Mm-hmm. But I think our family has grown since then. We don't fight as much. We live together, and I think we like living together.
Yeah, I'd say that's pretty good. I mean, you know, I haven't headbutted you, unlike my other brother. So I think our relationship's a little bit on the straight and narrow path versus a rocky road. So, but yeah, anyways, how do you like living in Virginia? I mean, do you miss Kansas a little bit? I know you're...
I miss my friends in Kansas. I wouldn't say I miss Kansas because it wasn't my place to be living in. But I love being in Virginia. I'm glad I'm back.
Yeah, no, I definitely
can't wait to be
that.
Going to college in Virginia.
Nice.
Instead of just TNCC.
I feel you there. Trust me, I'm a recent graduate of TNCC as of last summer. So I feel you there. Also on the part of Kansas, I myself actually did not enjoy Kansas as much as I thought I would. You know, it was a good time while I was there, and I missed some people, but I am not a Kansan. I will say that.
It's different.
I root for the... Yes, it
is. It's different.
It's a different type of society. Don't get me wrong. Great people, great atmosphere. I love the actual city, but it's not... For us, obviously.
Personally, I had a lot of... It was like coastal dependence, and I got anxious when I was away from it. I don't know why.
So you're a California surfer is what you're telling me.
I wouldn't call myself that.
Oh, okay, so you're a East Coast surfer, which means you're like so-so.
I like the Outer Banks.
He likes the Outer Banks. Okay, so he likes the Outer Banks. Anyways, moving on. So you are big into online gaming.
Would
you say that's a fair assessment?
Easily?
Okay. All
if
right.
you know me, you know I play a lot of video games.
Absolutely. And I attend to game occasionally, but obviously not the sort of games you do. What do you like about it so much? I mean, what makes you like feel attracted to go do that all the time?
Gaming has evolved into a sport, whether or not people want to recognize it. It's besting your opponent mentally and in game, and I just love the thrill. I love the competitiveness.
So you like the strategery, basically?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, very cool. All right, so one quick question then. What's your favorite game as of right this moment?
At this moment, I'd have to say Overwatch.
Overwatch? Why is that?
Blizzard does a really good... Let me step back. Blizzard is a very storied company, mm-hmm. and... They've experimented with a lot of things. They've turned basic... I don't know if you've ever played Command & Conquer.
Of course, yeah. Of course.
They turned Command & Conquer into a first-person shooter.
Really?
And I've never played a game more satisfying than what I'm playing right now.
So I'm big on the old Command & Conquer 2. That was my go-to, and it was for PC. This is obviously in the dinosaur age when we had these big old consoles over on our right that... had absolutely no RAM whatsoever, super, super slow. I played that
game.
They
were still good, though.
They were great. The game was great. I loved it. I have literally memories of me sitting on the computer for 12 hours straight, playing that game and beating it, and then restarting the whole game just to beat it again.
Exactly.
So is that...
And imagine that in an online setting versus different people every single time. It's like, the way I'd compare it is... Imagine if you're playing checkers and somebody sets up perfectly so you can jump over each piece.
Basically, get the
six times. Yeah, you get the dot.
Yeah.
Perfect. Imagine that, but more skill, takes more patience, takes more timing. You have to know it takes perfect judgment.
Okay. Cool. I like that, actually. That's a good one. That's actually a really good analysis. I can actually vividly picture that. So, all right, my next question. You recently decided to create an entirely new account. Can you elaborate a bit on that a little bit more? And what games do you mostly play? Is it Overwatch mostly?
I mean, Overwatch and Rainbow Six Siege, but my friends recently got into Overwatch, and I've been playing it for the past 2 years.
Okay.
I've gotten very good in competitive. There's a skill ranking, so ranked on your skill from 0 to 5,000. I'm on the 4,000 range, and my friends are in the...
This is your new account?
No, this is my regular account.
Oh, okay, all right.
I'm in the 4,000 range, and my friends are in the 1,800s. And the game will not let me play because they're not within 1,000 skill points of my level.
So basically you're saying your skill is significantly better.
Yes, so I had to make a new account to be able to play with them competitively.
Oh my gosh, that's crazy, man.
Yeah.
I actually think that's really funny. So basically you've decided to create a new account and go online and essentially destroy everybody. But like, do you really get satisfaction from absolutely destroying and obliterating all these kids? I mean, let's be honest here. These guys are all the lower level people. They've got to be young in a sense or brand new to gaming in general. Do you like get a satisfaction from that, or what's going on here?
Let's just say, you know, like the checkers example, when you get the perfect setup, it kind of takes a little bit of like noviceness to get that. But when you're playing kids that are much less of a skill level, they set it up a lot more often, and man, does it feel good to get it.
So basically it's like that satisfaction moment where it's like the last piece of the puzzle, you're like, I got this.
Yes, but when I play with people my skill level, I don't get it that often. And when I'm playing people my friend's level, it's every other game.
Oh my gosh, that's terrible. So basically, you've got this ultimate satisfaction. Your body has been craving, let's be honest here, you've been craving this. You've been craving the...
You got to strive for something.
Yeah. Okay, but why would you go from that upper level back down to the lower level? I understand playing with your friends.
I still play on my regular account.
Oh,
I made
the
new account exclusively
to play
with my friends.
So do you suck on that other account? I mean, what's going on here? I mean, maybe you just weren't at a good enough level.
No, I'm in the 4,000 range. I'm good enough.
Sure. I feel you there. So basically what you're telling me, you just wanted to go back down to lower level and hone your skills, essentially. Yes and no?
Yes and no.
Okay.
I get more opportunities, so I get to practice it more than I would when I regularly do. So I guess when I get the opportunity to do such things, I'll have more experience behind it. But it's more just... I wanted to play with my friends, and they happen to be worse than me.
Understandable. Yeah, I mean, I get that. I mean, it's better than, like, actually, this is a good segue, honestly, truthfully. So I remember when you were a child playing Viva Pinata on the Xbox, the original Xbox. You'd be up in your room for hours.
I still wish I was playing that game.
Oh, it was great. It was a great game, man. It was honestly a fantastic game. But no, just, like, all right, just going from that, like, what do you think was the moment where you realized that gaming was more than just like something to do? Like, I wouldn't say call it an addiction of sorts, but more of like a passion. Like, when did you realize that it was?
You have to think of how my generation has grown up. Boys my age, when we were starting sixth grade, when everybody got an Xbox and got their online accounts, outside of hanging out together, like in school, going to restaurants,
yeah,
just hanging around town.
Because honestly,
this is how we hung out. This is how we conversed. We did this all the time. And it just kind of grew past that to the love for the game and love for competitiveness while we were together.
I feel you. No, like, it's the generational thing. Like, okay, yes, we are almost six years apart.
I'm sure people past me, like older than me, can relate to the same way that they would train their Pokemon or something.
Yeah, I was the Pokemon generation. That was the thing. And Game Boys were my thing. And don't get me wrong.
And that's how people would relate to each other. Yeah. And this, it's just grown into an online scene.
It's just totally different. It's evolved into something nobody could have ever imagined, is basically what you're saying. Okay. I understand that.
It's bigger than people wish to believe it is.
Okay.
With the rise in esports.
Good way to push on there. So basically, like, have you ever considered going into like the pro setting, or maybe doing like a league event, or I don't know all about esports that much, but it seems like there's been a lot of like media about it recently. So I wanted to know what your thoughts on that are.
The popular game Super Smash Bros. Has this amazing competitive scene, and they do tournaments all the time. I used to join online tournaments where you kind of had to pay money, but that's okay because I would end up winning them.
Wait a minute. This is news to me. Can you go? No, this is actually news to me. No, you need to kind of elaborate on that a little bit.
So there was a website that people would allot money into just to get into these tournaments. It was just a buy-in.
Okay.
And then everybody would compete against each other. I've been big into gaming my whole life, as this conversation has kind of shown.
Yeah, and I can tell that.
I guess I was used to the competitiveness, and I'm really good on my own.
So you're a solo player, is basically what you're saying.
I wouldn't say solo player because the game I'm currently playing is centered around team play, but I would join these Super Smash Bros. Tournaments and not get through it cleanly, but it would kind of be a breeze, and eventually you'd end up winning a pot.
So basically what you're saying is that playing me and Colin when we were younger helped you.
It was practice.
Okay, yeah, there we go. I know you whooped our ass for quite some time, but basically just beating up on your older brothers, not in a physical sense, more of in a gaming sense, really trained you.
I think it's more fun that way.
Made you deal with your aggression and anger, I'm assuming, right? You had a lot of that pent up? Mm-hmm. Okay, of course you did. Yeah. Oh, my God. Oh, boy. So, but would you, like, consider doing any leagues in the future?
I've thought about it a lot. Currently, I'm in the process of building my own computer to try to... Our other brother, Colin, and I have talked about me getting into streaming, which I am completely open to.
Okay.
Well, I would probably get into the same games that I'm already playing just on...
Is there anything that I can personally do to, like, help you get into that? Like, do you need parts? What do you need? What do you need?
Need parts.
Okay, so, what's the most important part
for
your gaming system?
I already got the most important part.
But for the fans.
Oh, it's a graphics card.
Graphics card?
It's basically your processor and how smoothly your game runs. If your game runs on 80 frames per second versus 40, it's going to be a extremely noticeable difference.
Lagging, essentially, is what you're going at.
Yes.
Okay. So, in that case, what kind of computer are you going to be building right now?
I'm building a solely gaming computer. It's going to be able to run the exact engineering software that I need for school.
Okay.
But it's going to be centered around gaming. It's just a...
Alienware, I mean...
No, it's going to be mostly MSI parts.
Okay. Oh, okay. So basically you just own basically an Eric Duffy computer.
An Eric Duffy computer.
Yes.
It's going to be my own custom
Your own brand,
design.
Everything like that. I feel you. Well, we had a great little talk here, Eric.
I think we did.
I think it was a nice little conversation. We got a little Luna over here. Yeah. Our dog has been playing with us for the past 6 minutes of this podcast, and she seems to be having a great time doing this too, so maybe next time I'll invite you back on for this.
I'm surprised she didn't bark.
She did bark a little bit. You know, her little growls and everything like that.
But
so.
That's okay.
All right.
Sweet
well,
baby.
Appreciate it, sir. Hope
Absolutely.
You have a good rest of your day and rock
Thanks
on.
For interviewing me.
Oh, no. The pleasure was all mine, sir. And Luna, thank
Nobody
you.
Nobody asked me about gaming.
Oh, really? Nobody ever does?
No.
Wait, are you being serious?
I'm serious.
What?
Nobody asked me about it. Nobody
I'm
cares.
Shocked. I'm
Which like, is crazy. League of Legends esports is...
Oh, okay. I lolled for quite some time.
No,
just
but
it
is.
There.
It is a fan base that comes regularly for... It's an annual thing that gains up to 40 million viewers. And people don't understand the magnitude of how great esports is about to become.
Well, you've been seeing it a lot recently with, like, TNT. I know Shaq was
ESPN is putting esports on their network.
Oh, was this with, Ninja or whatever his name is?
Well, Ninja is a completely different beast.
He's his own animal. Yeah.
He doesn't even show up to tournaments because he knows how big he is. Maybe he doesn't want to soil his reputation by losing in one of those tournaments, but that's okay because he's still making $1 million a month.
He's doing all right.
I think he's doing fine.
Oh, there we go. Dog down. Anyways, I appreciate it, sir.
Absolutely.
Pleasure is mine, and I hope you have a good rest of your day.
I will.
Thank you very much. This is Jack Duffy's podcast signing out, and I hope you all have a fantastic evening.